Heavenly Father, we pray that you will take my words and speak through them. Take our hearts and speak to them, that each of us may hear your words today. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Last week I preached on the text, "Set your mind on things that are above." This week, going on a few verses into today's Gospel, and I find the text, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now, I read those words a few moments ago, and we also listened to the second reading, which is part of Hebrews chapter 11. It's a long catalogue of heroes of faith. People who have believed, people who have had faith, and they are being set forth as examples to follow. We jumped a few verses from verse 3, I think, to verse 8, and we missed out those people who came before Abraham. We heard about Abraham, and then if Connie had read on to the end of the chapter, there would have been another 40 or so verses of other heroes of faith, finally ending with the statement, "Time does not permit me to talk of," and then he goes on and talks of them. We know preachers who do that too, don't we? And of course, all of these died in faith. Who was referred to by that statement? Abraham's descendants. But throughout that whole chapter, Hebrews talks of these heroes of faith as strangers and foreigners on the earth. Now, I can identify with that phrase because I am a foreigner living in another country. I'm not a US citizen. I don't actually have any desire to be one because my permanent home is elsewhere in the United Kingdom. Eventually, Susan and I hope we will live there after I retire. Don't get me wrong, I love being here and it's great. But it's not my home. It's not where my roots are. It's not where my family is. It's not where the people I've known all my life live. Part of my heart will always be here in Sayville, and part of it will always be in Norwich in Connecticut. But my true home is somewhere else. And I imagine you can understand that as people who know me. But my true home is where I put part of my energy. It's where I invest. It's where I watch the BBC News because I want to know, or it's why I watch the BBC News, because I want to know what's going on back home. It's why I follow BBC television programs and the internet. In earthly terms, you could say my heart is in Britain. But the writer of Hebrews is not talking in earthly terms. He's talking in spiritual terms. And he's getting us to ask the question, where is my heart? Is it on earth or is it in heaven? Where do I lay up my treasure? Where is my citizenship, as he puts it elsewhere in Hebrews? Now, in another part of the New Testament, St. Paul once wrote, "For me, living is Christ, and dying is gain." His heart was clearly in heaven. Makes me wonder, where is mine, and where is yours? Paul went on to say, "If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labour for me, and I do not know which I prefer. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. So St. Paul recognizes that he's got a calling to live out on earth before he dies, but he looks forward to death as a time to being with Christ in heaven. Now, I have known, and you have probably known, people who say things like, I'm ready to die. I've run the race. I've completed it. I'm ready to go. I know where I'm going. I can't say that. I hope I won't be ready to say that for many years, actually. I'm nowhere near where St. Paul was when he wrote to the Philippians. But then circumstances had made Paul think that, because he was in prison on his way to Rome, facing probable martyrdom. And so he was reflecting on what it means to die and saying he's ready. The point of the reading, though, for me, is not simply, are we ready to die? It's where is our heart? Do we think in terms of eternity, or do we think about this world only? And I suspect that that is the big difference between people of faith and people who have no faith. Do we think in terms of this world only, or do we think in terms of eternity and maybe see this life, which is probably going for most of us to be longer than the 70 years that the Bible talks about? Do we see our lives purely in earthbound terms, or do we open up an eternal perspective on all that we do? Now, I'm not suggesting that we should be completely otherworldly. I would hate it if I had a church full of people who were completely otherworldly. I can't imagine what it would be like. It would be very unreal. But what I think Hebrews is doing is trying to remind us that our faith puts our lives into the perspective of eternity. And that brings me back to the texts I started with. Set your mind on the things that are above, and where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will take my words and speak through them. Take our hearts and speak to them, that each of us may hear your word today. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Last week I preached on the text, set your mind on things that are above. And today's gospel reading follows almost straight after that passage, and I read the text, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So I want to leave the gospel for a moment and turn to our second lesson from Hebrews chapter 11. And that chapter is a long series of people who have lived by faith. I think of it as a kind of list of the heroes of our faith, back through Old Testament times. We started off with a little introduction, then we jumped a few verses and missed out those who came before Abraham, focused on Abraham, and then there are another 40 verses or so of that chapter, with the writer ending up saying, "And time does not permit me to tell you about," and he gives another long list of names and tells you about them anyway. We know preachers who do that, I'm sure. So, these are those who died in faith. Who are they? They're the descendants of Abraham, the inheritors of the promise that we heard about in our Old Testament reading. And Hebrews talks of these heroes of the faith as strangers and foreigners on the earth. A strange phrase, but it's one that I feel I can identify with, because I'm a stranger living in a foreign land. I'm not a US citizen. In fact, I have no desire to be, but it makes me think, what is it like to be a stranger in an alien land? You know, my permanent home is elsewhere. It's in the UK. It's where I'll eventually live when I come to retire. Now, don't get me wrong, I love being here, but it's not where my home is. It's not where my roots are. It's not where I can say, this is where my family comes from. Part of my heart will always be here in Sayville, just as part of it will always be in Norwich, Connecticut, where I was until a few months ago. But my home is elsewhere. It's where I invest my money. It's why I watch the BBC, so on the internet, so I keep in touch. It's why I follow British news. It's why I'm wondering at the moment what's happening in the rugby match that's taking place between England and Wales. Because it's a different time zone. That's where part of my heart is. You could say, in earthly terms, my heart is in Britain or in Wales. In spiritual terms, where is my heart? And this is what I think the author of Hebrews is getting at. Do we have our heart here on earth or in heaven with Jesus? Where do we lay up our treasure? Where is our citizenship? Because the author of Hebrews talks about the people who live by faith as being citizens of another kingdom, not of this world. Now, in another book of the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul wrote, "For me, living is Christ and dying is gain." His heart was clearly in heaven. And he goes on to say, "If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which I prefer. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again." His heart is clearly in heaven, but he recognizes his calling to be here and commit himself fully to this life. But the question I ask is, where are our hearts? Now, Paul was writing from prison. He had been arrested. He was probably, and I say probably because we can't be absolutely sure when he wrote his letters, he was probably on his way to Rome to appear before the emperor, and he knew that he would probably be martyred. So he is thinking about death. He is thinking about what it means to be a person of faith, a follower of Christ in the face of death. And he is saying, "For me, living is Christ and dying is gain." Now, I've known people, and I dare say you have, who have said something like, I'm ready to die. I've run the race, I've completed the course, I'm ready to go. If I'm honest, it is not something I could say. And I hope and pray that I won't have to be faced with that question for many years. But the point is not just about whether our life on earth is coming to an end, but where are our hearts? Do we think in terms of eternity, or do we think of this world only? And to me, that is one of the things that will make a huge difference between people of faith and people who do not have faith. Where is our heart? Is it in this world or the next? Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that all of us should be completely otherworldly. I don't think I could cope with a congregation that was completely otherworldly. Perish the thought. But the question comes, where do we put our priority? Is it for this life alone, or is it for our eternal inheritance with Christ in heaven? Do we see, as medieval people used to, our life as a preparation for the next, or do we see it as all there is? And how do we behave because of what we see? Our faith puts our lives into an eternal perspective, and that will change the way we behave in small and subtle ways, and may give us a hope and a sense of what we can hold on to when life is difficult. Which brings me back to the texts I started with. Set your mind on the things that are above, and where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.